Acquiring personal protective equipment, PPE, for healthcare workers remains an ongoing and often harrowing subtopic of the coronavirus story. Respirators, protective masks, and gowns have been in scarce supply. It's caused tension between state and federal officials and stress for hospital administrators who constantly wonder if supplies will run out. The chief physician and incident commander at Bay State Health in Springfield is talking about the clandestine operation he pulled off to get equipment to his workers. His story is in the New England Journal of Medicine. And he joins us now on Morning Edition. Dr. Andrew Ardenstein, thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you.
So I have to say that your story sounds something like a movie script. Set the scene for us. What were you looking to buy from who?
Our supply chain people have been sourcing various avenues, uncovering every rock, lifting every stone to try to find these supplies. We came across a lead that they vetted appropriately, both for the fact that these had people had a track record of being in the business and that they could actually potentially put their hands on a fairly large quantity that would supply us for a number of weeks of the N95 type respirators, as well as normal three-ply face masks.
So several members of your team flew down to a small airport in the Mid-Atlantic region, and you drove down. And in addition to you, you had two tractor trailers that were disguised, so to speak, as food service vehicles to put this equipment in. Why?
We were concerned that perhaps crossing different state lines, we could run into some trouble with medical supplies, especially with PPE, if trucks were so marked. We just wanted to take every possible precaution that once we obtained this equipment, that we actually got it back to our health system where it was so desperately needed.
So after you got there, you opened some of the boxes to make sure that you were getting what you were paying for. And then you proceeded, I guess, to start to load the trucks and were approached by two FBI agents. What happened?
What the FBI agents, after they identified themselves appropriately, they told me that their job was to ensure that all personal protective equipment got to either health systems, hospitals, or first responders. In other words, they were there to ensure that it wasn't going to funny places or to resellers or to some kind of black market. I had all my appropriate identification, and then they seemed to be satisfied with that.
But even then, after they released the equipment and the equipment was loaded onto the trucks, you were worried about the Federal Department of Homeland Security because you learned that they were considering seizing the shipment and redirecting it somewhere else, I guess probably to the federal stockpile?
What we were told was that, you know, after the agents said we were good to go, and my understanding was the trucks would be loaded and they'd be off. Several hours went by and nothing was going on. Then I learned that our team learned that it was being determined by Homeland Security whether they would exercise an option they apparently have, and that is the option to redirect or take such equipment.
And it took a member of the congressional delegation to intervene to make sure that you would get the equipment and that it wouldn't be seized by Homeland Security.
It took a number of calls, correct, and a lot of work.
So I have to ask, do you have enough equipment now, or are you still struggling to maintain the supply?
Well, it's a good question. It is not resolved. This is not over. This very basic need is still not addressed. For instance, we've had a lot of difficulty and we're running out of disposable gowns. These are basic tools to care for patients. Same thing with the N95 small size masks. A lot of our caregivers wear small size masks, and those are very difficult to get.
Are you getting any help from the state? Do you feel as if the Governor Baker and the state are doing all they can to help you out, or are we falling short in that regard?
First of all, I feel that the state government has acted in the best way possible. I think Governor Baker and his team and the whole Department of Public Health, they've been good partners in this, but I think that they, judging from the comments I hear at the press conferences, they have the same concerns and have the same limitations.
You write toward the conclusion of your story in the New England Journal of Medicine that the experience might be an entertaining tale for a cocktail party if it weren't such darn serious business.
And I really do feel that way. I mean, again, like I told you, I've been doing this for a long time. I've had a lot of interesting experiences, both I was in an Army physician for 10 years in the 80s and 90s, so I saw a lot of interesting things, but I have never had these kind of experiences or felt that this would ever happen.
And it doesn't sound like you think this situation is going to change much at any time in the near future. Am I reading that right?
What's accurate is I don't feel it's been resolved. I do think as time goes by, my guess is there'll be more domestic production will be enhanced, and these chains perhaps will be more solidified, these supply chains.
Why did you feel like you had to act on your own? Were you just not getting the help you needed from state and federal officials in procuring this equipment?
Yes, we were not getting adequately supplied. And then, to be honest with you, we had multiple lines in the water in parallel. And, you know, this is a situation where we can't, and no health system, you can't afford to run even close to running short on these things, because they burn at a high rate on a daily basis. These are disposable items, even though now we're reusing and sterilizing some of them. That's a relatively new phenomenon that's been born out of innovation necessary from shortages. These patients were coming fast and furious. Sick patients were filling our hospital and other hospitals, and you need to be able to protect the staff. We didn't feel like the cavalry was coming to rescue us.
Dr. Andrew Ardenstein of Bay State Health in Springfield, thanks a lot for joining us this morning on WBUR's Morning Edition and telling us this story.
Thank you very much for having me.